This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Gang's all here, ready to go. Got a new poll question. You can watch on Peacock, our streaming partner, all 3 hours. Download the app. Also, our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities. Out with the old poll question, in with the new. McLovin, what do you have?
Okay, here's a question about Hard Knocks tonight on the Cowboys. What player do you most want to see on Hard Knocks? Who's most interesting? Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, CeeDee Lamb, rookie linebacker Micah Parsons, or that guy that they always follow who may or may not make the team? What are you most curious about tonight?
I guess Micah Parsons. I have a curiosity of him and coming in as a rookie. He looked really good in the Hall of Fame game in the first half. You normally don't get the marquee players. It feels like there's this understanding with Hard Knocks of, hey, we'll make the coach available. In this case, they're going to make the owner available in Jerry Jones. Jerry strikes me as going to be the star of Hard Knocks, not Mike McCarthy. You're not going to get Dak. You're not going to get Zeke. CeeDee Lamb, maybe, but it feels like you could have a rookie and get the best of both worlds. A rookie who is a lot is expected of in Micah Parsons. But there's always going to be the guy who's playing the guitar and is he's got a wife and two kids and he's trying and this is the last attempt he's going to have and he gets cut in the very end. It seems like that always happens with Hard Knocks. We invest in somebody. That's why when you watch reality shows, you invest in people that you would never invest in. You watch Survivor, and all of a sudden you're rooting for the mechanic in there. Why? Because you will love watching the show. And that's what this is. You're going to invest in somebody that you're probably not going to care about when this is all said and done, if they get cut. But in the moment, you're like, I'm buying into your story here. Yeah, McLovin.
Another poll question, sort of related to this. From what you've heard so far, which of these three rookie quarterbacks has the best chance to start earliest? Justin Fields in Chicago, Trey Lance in San Francisco, or Mac Jones in New England?
Without injury.
Without injury. And I'm assuming that Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson have the job. So which of the next three first rounders do you think gets on the field first?
Well, Urban hasn't named Trevor Lawrence as his starter yet. Feels like it's a foregone conclusion Zach Wilson is going to be the starter for better or for worse. Who would be the next one? As impressive as it sounds, that Mac Jones has been with New England, I just can't imagine Bill Belichick going with the rookie to start. Feels like the Niners will be polite-ish to Garoppolo and not start Trey Lance right away. I'll say Justin Fields just because the media wants that to happen. The fan base wants that to happen. And if Andy Dalton wins one of his first four games, then maybe you see Justin Fields before any of these other quarterbacks that we're talking about. Yeah, Paul.
Do you guys think it's irresponsible for the Jets to let Zach Wilson start game one? Not even consider going with a middle-of-the-road quarterback to start?
Well, Joe Burrow started for the Bengals, and Bengals just as bad as the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, he got hurt. Trevor Lawrence with Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville's not that much of an upgrade over the Jets if they are. Yeah, McLovin.
I kind of get what Paul's saying, though, because Zach Wilson looks kind of fragile because he looks like he's 13.
There's going to be two quarterbacks that are not good in this draft. It just, the odds always, if you have five quarterbacks, then take three that will be successful and two that probably won't. And the two might be backup quarterbacks when it's all said and done. The math, that it always bears that out. The odds of all five of these quarterbacks being truly good to great quarterbacks, those are long odds. Yeah, McLeod.
When you look back at the 2018 draft, I believe, with Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, do you remember how you felt those quarterbacks were going to pan out at the time?
I thought Josh Rosen was going to be good.
He went number 10 in that draft.
Yeah. It felt like Sam Darnold was the one guy that everybody could agree on. The consensus was that, hey, played at a big-time program, and that's a good pick, and you can bet on him long-term. Baker kind of came out of nowhere, as you recall. When I came in on that Monday and I said, hey, I got a source saying the Browns are taking Baker Mayfield, and the internet blew up because they were like, what? And that they passed on Josh Allen. And like, it felt like, hey, we're going to take Josh Allen. And then something happened where they decided, whether it was the owners saying, hey, we're taking Baker Mayfield. And if you put them in the room at the same time, Baker Mayfield's going to talk his way into being the number one overall pick. He just will. He'll blow you away with his confidence. Josh Allen is the better quarterback, but we'll see if Baker Mayfield gets similar money to Josh Allen here. But yeah, it's, when you put those, and Baker Mayfield didn't start, I think he started 13 games his rookie year, 6-7, and he had some good stats. I think he was 27, 28 touchdown passes, 14 picks. So, okay, pretty good. It's really hard to be really good as a rookie quarterback. And you're going to a team. That's why it's such a luxury that Mahomes went to Kansas City, because he waited a year and he was joining a playoff team. Not many rookies or first-year, second-year quarterbacks get to join a team that's already made. Just add water and stir, and he had a championship-caliber team with a coach who had won a Super Bowl. Yeah, Paulie.
If you go back to the end of Josh Allen's rookie year, 2018, he was 5-6 as a starter, 52% passer. I think it was the worst in the NFL for anyone with over 10 starts. 10 touchdowns, 12 picks. You could find articles that February, did the Bills make the right choice? And Baker Mayfield is lauded. He had 27 touchdowns, not a ton of picks. But last year, Josh Allen went from, 2 years earlier, 10 touchdowns to 37 touchdowns, 10 picks.
Yeah, and I was hard on him his first year. I didn't think he had a clue. And he probably would admit that he didn't. He took a lot of hits, unnecessary hits. He tried to scramble out, tried to make a big play. He tried to do too much. But, the game slows down. You start to understand it. And you saw that with Josh Allen. I mean, that was quite a transformation, because he became the MVP candidate there. Until the regular season starts, though, we don't know how rookie QBs are going to respond. But that doesn't stop us from overreacting to everything in August. Justin Fields, oh my gosh, did you see him that sidearm touchdown? Same with Trevor Lawrence. Oh, did you see that bullet that he threw downfield to Tim Tebow? Trey Lance, oh, he's picking up the playbook faster than anybody in the history of a playbook. And then you've got the Jets' Zach Wilson, who threw two interceptions in a scrimmage, and New York fans are worried. Five quarterbacks taken in the first round. the odds that there will be two or three that will be good and two or three that won't be. But it's just a training camp clip on Instagram and shouldn't be enough evidence to go on, but that doesn't mean that we won't stop overreacting to rookie quarterbacks with the possibility of what if. Paulie has a trivia question. Eight rookie quarterbacks that started the majority of the games as rookies and made the playoffs. This is since the year 2000.
Yeah, I kind of made it a little more modern. So okay. Basically, this started around 2004, but there have been eight quarterbacks who started the majority of their games as a rookie and their team made the playoffs, and they played the game. Mm-hmm. Who wants a piece of it? I'll give you a hint. A couple of them are out of the league. One just recently out of the league, within the past week. Mm. He took a media job. Robert Griffith Jr. III.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he made the playoffs with the Redskins in 2012. They lost the game, but he actually had a good game.
Okay.
Yeah. But is that the game where they had the bad turf and he hurt his knee?
That's right.
Oh.
Well, it feels like every game that Washington had back then, they had bad turf.
Right. What if three or four games?
Yeah.
And then in like his next game back when he finally recovered, got hurt again. Then remember he went for that, like, he dove for the ball and instead of sliding, and then he bust up his shoulder or something right as soon as he got back.
Yeah. All right. What other hints you have? Yes, Todd.
How did Andrew Luck do in his first year with the Colts?
Oh, really good. Andrew Luck made the playoffs in 2012, and they lost in the first game. He's on the list.
All right, so six to go.
This guy has retired. He was recently on the show and just took a new media job. And he's very hunky. Very hunky. Mark Sanchez of the Jets, 2009. He actually went 2-1 in the playoffs as a rookie. His quarterback rating was 93.
Hunky was a good clue. Hunky.
Okay.
This guy is not as hunky and not as fun, but he's very tall. 2008.
Paxton Lynch.
Joe Flacco.
Oh.
Joe Flacco with the Ravens. 2008. He went 2-1 in the playoffs as a rookie.
Uh-huh. He had the right height on that. That's the two tallest quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Also tall, also extremely white, and we hung out with him in Pebble Beach. Tall, white, hung out with him in Pebble Beach.
Matthew Ryan.
Matt Ryan of the Falcons. 2008, they made the playoffs as a rookie.
Did we hang out with him?
Yes, we did.
Okay. I mean, we were with him.
Probably 7-8 minutes we hung out with him.
Okay.
I mean, we all stood around
and
had a conversation. Some people spoke more than others.
Yeah, like you
but everyone was in the same circle.
Did we hang out with Clint Eastwood?
We hung out amongst Clint Eastwood.
Correct.
Did we hang out with Bill Murray?
You talked to Bill Murray, and we walked by Bill Murray.
Okay. Chris O'Donnell.
A lot.
We hung out with Chris O'Donnell.
We made fun of Chris O'Donnell and Todd because they were dressed as, they looked like a buddy cop show. And we actually took a picture of them holding up fake guns because they both had sport coats.
CSI Pebble Beach or something.
This quarterback recently lost weight or just trimmed his beard.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger, Steelers 2004, went 1-1 in the playoffs.
Okay.
Got a couple more. Ooh, this one. Perloff, how are you missing this one?
I've got all these. I've been raising my hand for you to call me.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Go, McLovin.
No, I'm just kidding. I knew Big Ben, though. That's the one I was trying to say. I have no idea.
Well, Andy Dalton of the Bengals.
Oh, I was just going to say Andy Dalton.
Andrew Dalton.
Oh. 0-1 in the playoffs, 2011.
Man, that's your wheelhouse.
Come on, McLovin.
I think we're down to one more.
Actually, I have to be honest. I forgot. Andy Dalton's been so beaten down by the media for 10 years. I forgot that he was really good as a rookie.
No, don't even try that.
Well, whatever. You were just talking about Justin Fields slinging the ball downfield. Don't think that was at a shot.
No, I'm talking about the rookies.
Yeah,
it was.
I am disappointed in the back row today. Like I am.
We've made your life very difficult these last couple hours.
Yes. Todd trying to figure out the over-under.
So I have one question.
Okay.
Did Lamar Jackson start enough games as a rookie to qualify?
Nope. Rookie quarterbacks in the playoffs so far. Robert Griffin III, Luck, Dalton, Sanchez, Flacco, Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger, and there's one more. And he's the most recent. Russell Wilson Jr. III. Seahawks. 2012.
Russ.
102 rating in the playoffs.
Russ.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, Russ came in and I think he won like 11 games his rookie year.
Yep.
Something like that. But he came into a team, you know, another quarterback who came in, and he already had a really good team. He had a great defense, and Russ came in because that was when it was Matt Flynn was going to be the
big signing.
Yeah, he was going to be the signing from the Packers based off one game. Yeah, Paul.
If you go back to the 80s, Dan Marino, Bernie Kosar, Dieter Brock, who they consider a rookie because he was an NFL rookie with the Rams, and Jim Everett with the Rams made the playoffs as rookies.
Hmm. Okay. Jeff in Detroit joining us. Hey, Jeff.
What up, though? One time for chat, bro. You were talking yesterday about MLB and, you know, sports books getting with various entities to create this mega thing. And it just brought to mind, here in Detroit, we have three major casinos. And right after the pandemic sort of lifted, I'm noticing, I mean, they were literally whining and dining all of the citizens of Detroit to come to these sports books. This is what we have because we've never heard of them. Now, I've been to Vegas before and I've seen them, but the ones that they have here are out cold. I mean, they have people with chicken wings and beer and just bring you money. So it's no surprise to me that when you said the fact earlier that a lot of people in Detroit are putting money on the lines to have a place to do it now because of sports books.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Yeah, I just thought that this was the evolution of gambling, that you're going to have, like you have at Wrigley Field, where you have a building that's attached to Wrigley, and if the Cubs aren't at home and they're on the road, you could go in there and actually place a bet. You could go in there every day of the year. You could find something to gamble on. You could watch. They have food there. They have alcohol there. You're able to place a bet there. And this is where we're headed. And having this at stadiums, arenas, that's, you know, that way you get fans to go to the game. While they're at the game, they get the special perk of you can go place a bet, show your ticket stub, or you make people join, have a membership to join, you know, go into the sports book, place your bet, go back out, watch your game. You may want to stay in there for a little while, bet on some other games while your team is playing. It just feels like it's inevitable. They're trying to find this revenue stream any way they can. And gambling's the last big revenue stream that they're going to have. The NASCAR Cup Series heads to the Brickyard to take on the road course for the very first time. Witness the start of a new tradition Sunday at 1 Eastern on NBC. We'll come back. More phone calls in the On Deck Circle. We'll take a break back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn, which is amazing. And even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. That means when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The Athletic put out a list of the most interesting players in the NFL this season. I'm not sure what the criteria was for what makes them interesting. McLovin, did you see that?
They basically said who's important, but it's up to you what you find interesting.
But is it... The storyline attached to these players.
Yeah, it's like, who are you going to be most curious about how they play out this year?
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers is number one on the list, right?
Is it that obvious?
Yes. Number two on the list would be... I might go Matthew Stafford or Russell Wilson.
Oh, that's three. Stafford is three. Russell Wilson is two.
Okay. Julio Jones in Tennessee is interesting. Tua is interesting in Miami. Justin Fields, I guess you put him in there. I don't know if I have Trey Lance in there. Brady's always going to be a storyline.
Okay.
Mahomes, Ben Roethlisberger, Justin Herbert. Yeah, I don't... Like, it just feels like it's the quarterbacks for the most part here, McLovin.
Yeah, it's all quarterbacks, and everyone you said is eye up there. But you don't have the number one receiver. I'm curious if you can guess the number one most interesting receiver.
I thought it was Julio Jones.
Oh, is it Julio? Oh.
Well, I don't know. That's what I said, because he's joining a new team. Unless I'm looking for clicks, and then I go Odell Beckham Jr. the third.
I have to look over the list again. I see Odell as the most interesting receiver ahead of Julio.
Oh, okay. Well... Michael Thomas is in there as well. Michael Thomas is more interesting now than Odell Beckham is. Right?
Totally. That he might be the... I don't know when this was written, but he's moving up fast.
Yeah, because I don't know what his future is. Saquon Barkley with the Giants is interesting. Yeah, it just feels like... Is Aaron Donald, you know, going to win another defensive player of the year? T.J. Watt of the Steelers.
Ooh. You've really interested in how high his contract, the number you threw out there, really surprised me.
Well, somebody's going to be the first $30 million a year defensive player. I don't know. If Aaron Donald was a little younger, then I could see him with the next contract. But T.J. Watt is, I think he's sitting out practice because he, until his contract, his extension gets finalized. But yeah, it Feels like this is mostly just a quarterback list because we're curious about that.
I see Julio Jones came in at 21 right behind TJ Watt, actually.
Oh, okay.
So Odell and Michael Thomas are the one and two receivers.
Okay. Michael Thomas is a big deal now because that feels like there's damage done and hard feelings, but he's so valuable to this team. And you need him even more now because you have two unproven quarterbacks taking over for Drew Brees. Yeah, McClub.
Remember, I think it was it Chris Sims who said that Michael Thomas is less valuable if Taysom Hill is your quarterback, that it could affect the quarterback drama?
Yeah.
If you're the Saints, is it possible that this could make you say, oh, you know what, we can't throw it anyway, let's go Taysom?
Well, there's talk already that maybe you trade Michael Thomas to Jacksonville. He played for Urban Meyer at Ohio State. I think they have a defensive back, Henderson, that the Saints might be looking at. I don't know if you get more for Michael Thomas, but yeah, that seems to be out there. Yeah, McClub.
Yeah, C.J. Henderson. I'm just curious what the odds are this Taysom winning this job. I feel like he's going to win this job.
It feels like he's the kind of quarterback that Sean Payton wants in there from the standpoint of, hey, we can do some fun things. It opens up his playbook. It's like Kyle Shanahan. Could he have taken Mac Jones in San Francisco? Yes. But you want to open up a playbook for an offensive-minded guy? That's where you take Trey Lance. Now we've opened up the playbook. Now I can do a lot of different things. That's what these guys, Sean Payton's that kind of guy. Offensive-minded, how do we show my genius here? I can do all of these different things here. And with those quarterbacks, you're going to be able to. And I think Sean Payton, I still think it's Jameis Winston, but I've said that all along. Taysom Hill wasn't a great college quarterback. He was a great college athlete. He wasn't a great college quarterback. And he's become a very talented, valuable NFL player. Playing that position is about the consistency. Like, you can't be Jalen Hurts and complete, you know, just over 50% of your passes. You know, as talented as Jalen Hurts is, you got to be completing at least 60% of your passes. Because everybody completes at least 60% of their passes. Yeah, McClub.
I have the Saints preseason schedule. They start at the Ravens on Saturday. Don't you want to watch that? I feel like if I have to watch one game, Taysom Hill getting the first start or Jameis getting the start, that's maybe one of the more interesting preseason games to watch.
Yeah, but he's probably not going to play.
I heard with three preseason games, a lot of these quarterbacks might start early. Because they cut out the last game, except for the Cowboys-Steelers.
Yeah. Like preseason, I used to bet on preseason games.
That is so wonky because you don't know what's going to happen. It could be 6-3.
Yeah. It didn't stop me from betting on preseason games. You're trying to figure out who's starting, how long they're going to play. Yeah, I had no information. I wasn't a sportscaster at the time. I had no sources. Like, that game. Well, they got to win, and then you realize that the team that's not supposed to win was going all out to win because they want to get that winning feeling. And you're going, how did this happen? It's like when teams play in a bowl game. And I remember, I remember, at least I think I do, Wyoming against UCLA in a bowl game. And I thought, who wants this game more? Now, I didn't bet, but this is not that long ago. And I remember going, Wyoming wants this game more than UCLA does. UCLA, this had to feel like a demotion. Like, yeah, we got to play Wyoming. But for Wyoming, do you know what bowl game they played in?
Are you referencing the 2004 Pioneer Pure Vision Las Vegas Bowl, Dan? Between Wyoming and UCLA, Bowl 6 and 5?
And who won that game?
Who do you think won? All right, the spread was... Give me 30 seconds.
All right. But this is where, you know, when I see certain situations, I'll go, man, I would bet Wyoming here. I bet Wyoming to win outright. But then I always stop myself by saying, no, you can't. You do one bet, and even if you do like a hundy, you know, or you throw down a nickel or something, throw down a dime. Here I am bringing back the terminology. Yeah, Paul.
UCLA was a 12.5-point favorite over my Wyoming Cowboys with the best uniforms in the sport. The final score, Wyoming 24, UCLA 21. Monster cover.
See,
But it was, who wants the game the most? It's weird.
It was Cody Bramlett, the Cowboys quarterback, who was game MVP.
Mm.
Your boy.
Okay. Ryan in Honolulu is back on the program. Ryan, good morning. What's on your mind?
Dan! I've got a Woj bomb limerick for you, and I've also got some mock bet lines. How many segments Fritzy ruins during the show? Over and under, it's 2.5.
Nice.
Thank you, Ryan.
How many people care about the snoreboard? The over and under is set for 0. So you get a push at best.
Okay.
A roast.
Wow.
And then let's go to the Woj limerick.
Okay.
There's an insider named Wojnarowski. His tweets will make you say Wowski. Woj makes Adam Schefter look like a grifter, dropping bombs like the dude from Big Lebowski.
Thank you, Ryan. It's all in the delivery, Todd.
It really is. It reminds me every time. The enthusiasm.
Yes.
You get the sense that Ryan is really coming after Todd's job.
He is.
I don't know if that dude has got any contacts in the industry, but Todd might be nervous.
Took some shots there early, right out of the box.
If Ryan could book some guests.
There you go.
Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, throwback.
Oh, we don't want to do the
throwback.
We don't want to do the dot dot dot. No,
you get pulled into things that have nothing to do with
no names, no names, but I did receive a text from a friend of the show, and he just said, this is years ago, and he said, if I were to leave my job, and then he said dot dot dot. And then I went, I'm not finishing the sentence. Like, these are my guys. This is all I have. These are the guys who did this when nobody wanted to do this or take a chance. Now you get, hey, are you hiring? And I go, no. No, we have 12 people who do this show. That's it. And, it used to be 6. So if I were to leave my job, dot, dot, dot. And I went, oh, my God. I didn't respond.
What if you wrote back, you'd be out of a job, period. You
better go find one.
No, he's like, dot, dot, dot. I didn't know what to say. Because I wanted to go dot, dot, dot. Just like, I don't have anything. Yes, Seton.
There was this period of time, especially in the attic. It seemed like when everything was somewhat brand new-ish, but working, that people were like, if I could find a way to make more money and do less work, I'm all in.
Oh,
kind of thing.
Yep.
And that was a very real sentiment, and I don't know that that was actually the case, but I don't know that people, they had a more rosy view, I think, from the outside.
Well, when they realized we were doing the show in my attic, it didn't sound that glamorous. Where, man, Dan Patrick has figured it out. Doing the show from his attic with 4 other guys every single morning. I didn't have a lot of people going, hey, got any openings? But you had a couple of people that were, one person we used to work with, and I think he was asked, hey, are you going to, you interested in joining Dan Patrick? He's like, oh, if I can work half as much time and make twice as much, yeah. And I'm going, well, that ain't happening in either front. And that's why he didn't get asked.
That's probably why you're not here.
Yeah.
You would have asked when it was time to ask.
Yeah. And whenever we go out, when we're at a big event and somebody will say, why don't you have such and such? Or, and I go, nobody wanted to be a part of this show. Well, let's get that out there. That, Paulie was in between jobs or going to be in between jobs. McLovin, I think, was looking to make a change in his life. Todd was the one who was secure at the mothership. Seton was looking for a bigger challenge. It wasn't like I go, man, I got a depth chart here. If you don't take it, I got somebody else who was going to take it. We were kind of desperate. You know?
Also, we had close quarters and limited, everything. We had, 4 chairs. We had 2 desks. That was it. That was the entire structure.
Yeah.
It wasn't like an infrastructure of a building's plural.
No. And, then at one point I thought we were going to go out of business financially. Like we've been through a roller coaster ride. That's why whatever successes that we have or the Danettes have, they've earned that.
because it wasn't one of those where, you know, people were banking on us not being successful. Let's put it that way.
I know some people. I've got some emails I've saved from them.
Yeah. And now you see a couple of those people. And they're like, hey, I knew you were going to be successful. I'm like, no, you didn't.
I'm just so happy for you guys. We knew it was going to work out. That's not what you said 14 years ago. It's the exact opposite of what you said.
Oh, I know. It feels like Seton got the honest reaction from people at ESPN when he was leaving.
You are making a huge mistake.
I know.
Verbatim. Nobody cares anymore. You're making a huge mistake.
I know. I know. And I thought, oh, God. I mean, he could be right. You know, they could be right. But here we are. We made it. We made it. Look at me.
Yay.
Who's got it better than me?
No.
Well,
no.
A few people do. Yeah, it feels like Van Pelt got a little better than I do, I guess.
They let him move. They moved him down to D.C.
Yeah. All I wanted to do was do the radio show every Friday from home. That was it. That was my big stumbling block in staying at the mothership.
We used to kill morale by not coming in.
We used to be in studio when you were home at your home studio. It was really easy. You flick a switch, you're on, you talk.
Yeah.
It's actually quite easy. We had more time to talk to you because you weren't driving an hour. But our big boss would walk by the studio and he would do his, because he'd look over our shoulders and say, Dan's at home again, huh? I'm like, yeah, you made the deal with him months ago. Of course he's at home. But it was fascinating to see how the attitude you would get even through us.
Everything was precedent setting. And that's why when Van Pelt was able to move to D.C. and they had a studio there for him and he could do his show at night, I'm like, good for you. I filed a complaint, though, because I said, no, that's precedent setting. Don't let Van Pelt do that. Because if this happened back in my heyday, it'd be like, if we let you do it, then we got to let Linda Cohn do it and Carl Ravitch do it. I'm like, so let him do it. I don't care.
Anyway, bygones.
Yeah. Yes.
Bygones.
It took a decade.
Yeah.
But bygones. We're good.
It takes a pandemic to let people work from home once in a while.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. A little Zoom. Now, it's okay. Doesn't matter. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone call. How did we get on this topic? Like in true DP show form. Yes, McClellan.
Oh, I remember.
What?
Ryan's trying to take Todd's job.
Oh, yeah, back to
back
that.
Back to that.
If he could book.
Yeah.
Then he's in business.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Would he have to commute from Hawaii or you'd set up a...
I'd have a Zoom call.
All right. That makes sense.
And maybe his wife could be a part of the show as well.
It's a good idea.
You know how occasionally you get like people who will see you and be like, hey, yeah, no problem. I'll come on the show. But can you just have Todd stop calling me?
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have to call me every 5 minutes to reconfirm or whatever. Could you imagine if Ryan was the... Hello! Bill Murray! Got you all set for 940! Oh, my God.
But he would also have corny headlines, like it'd be, Woja! He'd calling Woj for joining us. See what I did with that, Todd? Aloha, Woj! Okay.
What? He once was an actor in stripes. Not afraid to hit the pipe.
Yes, McClellan. Or yes,
I remember being at the ESPN Club on the boardwalk in Disney World where we were doing a radio show, and the late great Derek Thomas walked in, and he kind of gave me like a little finger wave, like he needed to talk to me for a minute, and didn't. He had a very angry looking expression, and that was one of those moments that like Seton referred to, where it's like, you know, I got your first, second, and 11th message. I said I was going to be here at such and such a time. I'm responsible. I'm going to be there. He kind of let me have it a little bit, that he didn't need as many reminder messages that I gave him.
Yeah, but I've reminded you of this over the years.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot better at that. That was a long time ago. But every once in a while, you know, I may upset somebody, but I try not to.
Yeah. I remember Bill Murray saying to me, please have your guy Todd stop. He goes, I think he said, I'll do anything that you want. Just don't have your guy Todd keep calling.
You banned me from reaching out to him.
Yes,
I
did.
Mark Grace was another one.
And
I think
Mark,
it was those two.
And Mark Grace was another one. He's like, yeah, you got to tell your boy to stop. And I'd be like, Todd, you're neurotic, but it helps you. But sometimes you have to realize when you can't keep doing this.
You got
to
reel it in a little bit.
Yes, you do. Yes, Paul.
You know the legendary story that Bill Murray does not own a cell phone? Todd's the reason. We finally found out why. He had one. They got rid of it.
Yeah. He just had an answering service that you called an 800 number.
It was actually, it was a beeper, like an 80s beeper. And I can remember during the 2003 Cubs playoffs, he was filming that movie, Life Aquatic. And he had us, the guys on the show, calling him, giving him Cubs updates, when leaving it on his beeper messenger. Mm-hmm. And it was like and there was no voice. It was just it would go beep, and it was Bill Murray's beeper.
We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Final results of the poll question. Carmelo Anthony brushed off concerns about the Lakers roster being old. You know, there's a fine line between having a veteran roster or having an old roster. Veteran is when you play well. When you don't play well, that's when you have an aging roster here. But LeBron said to Carmelo,
now's the time to make this happen. I would have thought it would have been maybe 2 years ago when Carmelo didn't have a team to go to, and he was, I guess, pondering if he was going to play again in the NBA, and then he eventually went to Portland. But at age 37, LeBron 36, you got Dwight Howard, Trevor Ariza, Marc Gasol. Those are guys in their early, mid-30s here. I mean, there's reason to be, you know, not to be critical, but I think concerned about it, because we're talking about a team that's older. You have your best player who's injury prone in Anthony Davis, and you're trying to put this all together and make it work for 1 year, because four or five of these players are on a 1 year deal. That's really hard to do. And I think that's why, if you look at, if it works, then it works great. If it doesn't, then it could be bad. Is Russell Wilson or Russell Westbrook going to be dominating? Is he a regular season guy for you? Take minutes away from LeBron. Take some of the workload away from him. You know, can some of these other players who've never played big moments in big games, like Malik Monk, talented at Kentucky, but the Hornets didn't want him anymore. You know, Kent Bazemore. All right, it's one thing to do it for the Knicks. Now you're going to do it. These are important minutes. Trevor Ariza's been there before, you know, Dwight Howard. But how much can you count on them? What are you asking for from them? And that's where, yes, that people should be not skeptical, but I think aware of it, concerned about it. But I don't know why, you know, LeBron takes it personally or Melo takes it personally. Like, when you're older, you don't want to be told that you're older. Like, you're like, no, I'm good. I can keep up with everybody. That's what's happening. These guys are older, and I think, you know, sports older. And I think that you're going, 37, I don't know. No, I get it. I understand where, you know, they take it personally. But the people who are saying this are just looking at it going, let's just be logical. That's an older roster. Like, do I want Marc Gasol? No. And I understand what you did with Russell Westbrook. I get it. You know, you didn't want to keep Kuzma. Caldwell Pope I liked. I thought he was a really valuable player for you. Montrezl Harrell, you know, at a good price, but he didn't help you. And I thought that he was going to. Schroeder, I thought that he was going to be really helpful. Younger, better shooter than Rondo. And now, you know, Schroeder turns down the four-year, $84 million extension. Now maybe signing with the Celtics for 1 year at 5.9. Would I like to have seen them get Buddy Hield? Yeah, because they need a shooter here. But if you got Russell Westbrook and he helps you more during the regular season, then okay. But I'm curious about his role, too, because, you know, in a big game, how does he play? Does he play differently? LeBron said they all got together and everybody knows their roles. Okay. It sounds good in August. Everybody knows their role. Come May and June, everybody going to know their role? Who's going to be healthy? Who's contributing? Who's not? It goes back to what an NBA coach said. Have eight, play seven. When you get to the playoffs, have eight players, play seven. Rotation gets really, really diminished. Final results of the poll question.
Okay, I put up for hour three, which rookie quarterback starts a game in the playoffs off our trivia question? Trey Lance beats out Mac Jones. Oh, okay. That's a 1-2.
Okay. I would say Justin Fields. Just because I think if Chicago starts out slow, then Fields probably gets in there. Belichick, I can't see going with a rookie. And San Francisco feels like they're going to be at least friendly-ish to Garoppolo. Joey in California. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, man. I just wanted to been a long-time fan. It's been a long time since I called in, but I've been hard at work at Full Sail University over this last year, and I just wanted to say thanks so much for being such a huge part of the program and for endorsing it the way you do, man. It's really changed my life and transformed my reality, and I can't wait to graduate and get started. Not trying to take Fritzy's job or anything, but I would love to apply for an internship upon graduation, man. I appreciate everything that you guys do. Thanks so much.
I thank you, Joey. Thanks for the phone call, and good luck with that. Yeah, Paulie.
No, I got nothing.
Oh, I thought you had this day in sports history.
Oh, I do have that day. It's not a great one. I'll give you one quick one in sports history. Pete Rose, 1981, hit a single and broke the National League all-time hit record, 36-30. By this day in movie history, Dan, you know Michael J. Fox? In a four-week span, he had Back to the Future, and he followed it up 4 weeks later with Teen Wolf, was released this week in 1985. Back to the Future made $386 million.
My favorite scene in Back to the Future. You know, try to guess. Absolute favorite.
Is it...
Do you want to try, McLevin?
I was going to say, it's not when the mom is hitting on Michael J. Fox. Is it?
Yes.
That is so uncomfortable.
I know.
It's so funny.
I know. That his mom finds him attractive, Leah Thompson, and she's hitting on him, but, you know, he knows that that's going to be his mom one day.
Is his name Calvin? Because it was written all over your underwear.
Yeah, I know.
And he's like, oh! You look right, Calvin.
And trying to pass on 80s Leah Thompson takes every bit of acting skill you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Accurate. Accurate statement.
Seriously.
Let's see. Anything else that we need to mention here?
Also released this week in 1985. It was a great week for movies. Weird Science, Real Genius, and then a week later, Better Off Dead with Cusack.
I don't remember Better Off Dead.
That's $2. $2.
A very niche movie.
Oh.
Then Teen Wolf the week after.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
It's all in August.
Some heavy hitters right there.
Yeah, McLovin.
By the way, I watched a Val Kilmer documentary on Amazon. Yeah. Have anybody seen it? I watched about half of it.
I just heard he was in Real Genius.
Yeah, he was in Real Genius. Yeah. Everything. It is. He's a fascinating character. I don't know if you've ever run into him, Dan. He is an unusual guy.
I don't know if I have. But he's had throat cancer and has a hard time speaking now, but he seems to be on the road to recovery. Let's go around the room. What we learned. Todd, I'll start with you.
Sean Salisbury would take the Rams as a shorter-term stock, but would go Chargers for a long-term investment.
McLovin.
Wojnarowski has not trademarked Woj yet. He might this afternoon.
Seton O'Connor.
We have some work to do on our gambling segments.
Yes, we do. Paul.
Woj needs LegalZoom.
What we learned brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Intelligence runs in the family. Not this family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. 2021 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item. We close out the show. Does it really work? Really? I hear that a lot when I talk about some of our sponsors, our partners that we have here. Does it really work? Like M-Drive. M-Drive Boost and Burn. Like you really get a boost there? Yes. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, help you fight back against aging. You need that boost. This supports healthy testosterone levels, helps you shed pounds, maintain lean muscle, extra vitamins, nutrients, boost your energy and your strength so you can stay at the top of your game. You can hear it in my voice. After 3 hours of broadcasting, listen to that energy. You can find M-Drive Boost and Burn at mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. You can also find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. I've been using M-Drive, and, well, the Danettes can't keep up with me. Go to mdrivedan.com. Try it for yourself. mdrivedan.com or Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.